candidate number three. I don't even know if it should be read on the air. Gordon. This happened last fall in an office building in downtown Dallas. I got on the elevator on the 14th floor, heading to my office on the 36th floor. When the elevator arrived, a portly man got out, and the only person left in the elevator was a fairly attractive woman in a business suit that I'd seen several times before. When I entered the elevator, there was the unmistakable stench of a really bad
fart.
I involuntarily made the stink face and noticed that the young woman saw it. I stood in silence for a few seconds, but I wanted the record perfectly clear that I had not done the nose pollution. So I said, I can't believe that guy would do that in a public elevator. Talking about the portly guy who just got off the elevator. The woman kind of uncomfortably nodded. Emboldened, I added, especially in mixed company. I mean, if it was a guy's locker room, that would be one thing. Again, the woman nodded, acknowledging me. Emboldened, and partly because she was an attractive woman, and partly because I now was her defender from
elevator farts,
I laid it on with several seconds of comments that included gross and uncouth and unbelievable. Finally, I said, he should be fired. She immediately shot me a frightened look, followed by a combination sob gasp, which was then followed by the unmistakable sound, albeit muffled.
Don't say it.
Of one of those slipping free.
From her?
And that gurgling sound you only want to hear while sitting on the toilet. Yeah.
It was her.
The elevator thankfully opened on her floor, and she ran out crying uncontrollably. She was obviously suffering from some kind of stomach problem. I had just assumed it was the big guy. And he parenthetically apologizes to you, George, for assuming that.
Did she go in her pants? Is that what he's implying?
I don't know. He says a couple weeks later over lunch, I heard from a guy who worked on her floor that said that the woman had been taking some diet pill that, if not taken correctly, can cause some sudden and explosive bathroom issues.
You're familiar with that. You've suffered from that a lot.
No, never.
Oh,
furthermore, the fat guy who got off the elevator when I got on and apparently was running for his life was her boss. So she was doing that on the elevator with her boss.
Ugh. He's unbelievable. I told you about three or four different ways that I had one for you this week.
I know. I'm getting to it.
Oh, I thought we were out of time because this is number three and it's 6:45.
We've got plenty of time. That's a bonus thing. Uh-huh. Anyway, P1 Joe concludes, I still see the woman every once in a while, but she's never made eye contact with me again. Nor should she. She is evil. She's the one woman in this world that does that.
Yeah, you pretend she doesn't exist.
That's right.
Mm.